Bravo, Christian, bravo. Now it's my turn. When Helge was a little boy,
and sit down, Eric.
Come on, Grandpa. When Helge was a little boy, and everything is true, he had trouble finding lady friends. I told you it was blue. So he came and spoke to me. He wanted to go swimming, so I told him what to do to impress the little women. Go buy a big potato and stick it down your trunks, and go down to the beach.
Sit down, Eric.
Go on. Where was I?
Sit down. What are you doing? Have you no guard?
Where was I?
Leave me alone.
Could it
go wrong?
I'm going home.
Sorry to interrupt.
So you made your speech.
I just wanted to say.
And nobody reacted.
I hope none of you took Christian seriously.
And nothing changed.
He's got a strange sense of humor.
Did you think it would be easy?
I just wanted to say that.
So you're going
home.
Sorry
to interrupt.
Don't be a coward. Get back in there.
Are you drunk?
How else can I cook this shit?
Wait, I've got it. When Helge was a little boy, it was summer by the sea. He had trouble finding lady friends. I told him what to do. Go buy a big potato and stick it down your trunks and go down to the beach. And where was I? The beach. Go down to the beach, I said. Then they'll all come flocking. Off he went, but he came back. This is the bit that's shocking. What's wrong, I said. It makes things worse, he said. I must be blunt, I said. If you want to get the girls, you'll have to put it down the front.
Get all the car keys from the rooms. No one's getting out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we've had the first of the speeches. Please enjoy the rest of your soup.
Hi, can I help you? I've come for the meal.
I think you've got the wrong place, mate. This is a private event.
Yep, I must be on the list.
We're not looking for any chat. We've got someone on piano. So take your cornet and just go home.
No, wait. This is my suitcase.
Look, I don't want any trouble. Here's 500. Now, fuck off.
So you're Helena's brother.
Listen, Sajmo. I don't know where you met my sister, but...
They were part of mine.
What the hell's going on here?
He tried to throw me out.
What
are you thinking? Bringing him here to Todd's birthday.
Look!
What are you implying? You racist fucking bastard! Helena! What is going on here? This is my boyfriend. Very nice to see you again.
No, we haven't met.
That must have been another one.
Forgive me. I want to apologize. I want to make amends. What is important is the present, not our family wounds. We are here to raise a glass to Helga. So I'd like to try again. Please stand. To my father. The man who killed my sister.
May I propose a little break before the next course?
Keys. You have your keys.
You've all been
understanding, so let's plow on. We must hear from the most important person. Some of charm, great grace, aplomb and force, my Danish mother, everybody's mother, Elsa.
To speak of Helga, but really, what is there to say? His love and devotion every day, his appetite for living, his daily for 40 years. I'm so sorry. Please excuse the tears. Michael, darling, what can I say? Boarding school, then college, so often far.
Study, and I was all for. was naked on the floor, crying, and he told you to get out, and you did. I'm sorry you're a hypocrite, I'm sorry you're corrupt, I'm sorry that you're both such cunts.
Enough! You're out of your mind!
You were at boarding school, how could you know?
Take him out!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Thank you, Grandma, beautiful brow. And now I'd like to officially welcome our new guest. I'd like to apologize for the previous misunderstanding. So I invite you to sing an old English song in your honor. sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, yes, sir, three bags full.
Stop this!
One for the master, one for
stop,
the dame,
fucking
and one for the... Come on, everybody!
You racist!
Come on! A black sheep, have you any wool?